You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
King of the Court podcast, season 6, episode 9.
Woo! Getting the numbers up, my guy.
Getting the numbers up, yeah, man.
Getting the numbers up.
I just thought it's a wild number that I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do 82 games. Yeah, right.
Nah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
nah,
right. Possible. Working. I'm gonna start working the Kawhi schedule soon.
Nah, Kawhi. I'm happy you mentioned him for the first time. Since the San Antonio days, he played 15 games straight.
15 straight games?
15 games straight.
Proud of my man.
Yeah, that is crazy. Nah, I laughed at that.
He took that shit personal when niggas was like blaming him for the load management shit this season.
Played 15 games straight. Hasn't missed a game this season.
He took that shit personal. it'll be just our luck that nigga get hurt tomorrow night because we benched
him. Right? Because we mentioned it. Exactly.
Well, just sit out, bro. No, I don't want you to get hurt. I want you to sit out.
Get your rest, out.
We know it's coming.
Sit this one out. Sit this one out.
All right. I broke my own record. Nigga going to go put the tape a few days off. Right before the holidays.
What you think about the Clippers now? They got a couple of W's since they moved Russ to the bench.
No. I mean, they won convincingly last night, which was good. I'm gonna give them 10 games, 20 games. I'm a rock. I'm gonna let it rock because you know what I'm saying. They could go on a 2-3 game win streak and they could slide back again. You know what I'm saying? So, or you know, they might lose a game that we want them to win. You know, they might match up against you know one of the contenders and shit and lose, and then people, you know what I mean. So I'm gonna let it rock.
So you still think Russ is cool with coming off the bench?
He needs to be at this point. They cannot start together.
Oh, of course, but Russell Westbrook thinks he's a starter, and then and on top of that, they was playing good before James got there. So you know how he think in his mind.
See, that was the thing for me, right? Was that I was saying, yo, the shit was working before he got there. You know, James come off the bench until they figure it out. You know, until they play more games together.
Because he could put up more shots coming off the bench. He could just go right back to putting up shots and doing whatever he want. He ain't got to worry about it.
He could have been James with the other niggas, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't bad. You know, before Plumlee got hurt, you would have had Plumlee. You would have had Bones to shoot, you know what I'm saying? So you would have had a role man. You would have had a shooter.
Powell. Norman Powell.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got Powell you could give the ball to, you know what I'm saying, for a break when you need a bucket. You know what I'm saying? He could play off the ball. Prince Man, you know, you're probably going to still play your minutes, you know, a few minutes with either PG or Kawhi.
Exactly,
you know,
like he,
you know, so it could work even for Russ. I say the same shit for Russ. This is like a Russell Westbrook lineup that he'll come on, you know, coming off the bench with, you know,
the shooters around him. That's what he needs,
shooters and a role, you know what I'm saying, and a role man, you know, dump the ball up to when he, you know, he drive. It should work, you know, like I said, it should work, you know, but the shots gotta fall. But you know, James didn't have a training yet. Nobody's fault but his.
And that's why. So what was you doing this whole time? You wasn't working out. You wasn't doing nothing. You just blaming I didn't have training camp. Come on, man.
No, not what year is he in now?
We got to be in what 14? Got to be now. Year 14.
Not in year 14, 15. No.
He got to be in year 14 by now. Yeah, got to be.
After that debacle they had on his departure, working myself into shape. You know.
Oh man! Okay. Yeah, they cooked Dallas last night. Damn.
Yeah, they did.
Hell yeah!
Dallas been on fire Dallas, too. You know.
That's a fact. They beat the Lakers. That should have me tight.
Yeah, Kyrie and Kyrie and Luka have been looking pretty good together. I mean, I was disappointed at how we lost. Like, you know what I'm saying? If we would have lost the way we was getting our asses kicked, I'd have been okay with it. I just didn't like that last turnover Bron had. You know, I wasn't too happy about it.
I'm just trying to figure out where the hell did they find Dante Exum from? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was saying that shit too. I was like, yo, because I was watching the play early in the season, and I was like, who is this nigga that look like fucking one of Russell Simmons' sons? And then I was like, wait a minute, that's Dante Exum?
Nigga said he looked like Diggy. Oh shit.
He said he looked like Diggy. I'm like, this nigga Diggy in the league? And nobody ain't saying nothing? I'm like, oh shit, yo, Dante Exum.
Where the hell did they get this nigga from, son? God damn. Where he was a lottery pick, right?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, Utah. Remember, he went to Utah. That's crazy. Y'all see how a lot of these lottery picks don't pan out? That's nuts. Yeah, that's nuts, huh?
Yeah, crazy. Got that list, man. Just like, it's insane.
A lot of these lottery guys don't pan out. That's wild. That's wild. That is wild. What you think? I was about to say, what you think about the game last night, LA and Cleveland? LeBron went back home.
He go back home and do what he do is AD for me.
All right, he actually showed up. Anthony Davis, I'm going to say your name today. Yeah, you showed up. Good job. You did your job last night.
He's good. I mean, you know what it is, though? Let me be honest with you. It's not fair to end it.
What you mean?
You know why? Because his comparison is LeBron James. Like, that's not fair.
But, oh, yeah.
Like, oh my like God. If LeBron has, like, 25, 5, and, like, 4 and a loss, it's like, LeBron could have played. We start nitpicking at LeBron because we know he can have a night if he wants still. No. At 38, 39 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but he shouldn't be doing this. That's the thing. He shouldn't be.
No, he shouldn't be doing this, but this is the first time we've seen somebody do it, so now we got to enjoy it because we don't know when you're going to see it again at this. So now you just enjoy it, right? You still, like, it still will wow you every. Because it's like, well, the expectancy for this to happen is supposed to have expired already, you know? Is this like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like we waiting for the fall off. And I'm not saying I've just been appreciating it. That's all I've been saying for years is, hey, man, you don't know when you're going to see it again.
Well, yo, Sean, let me just let him know real quick. He's never going to fall off, guys. So good luck.
Oh, absolutely.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
He's never going to fall off, guys. I mean, so good luck.
Yeah, that's
good luck.
The haters, you know, keep hating. But, you know, for Anthony Davis, like I said, for him, yo, in all honesty, it ain't fair because the nigga you comparing him to is supposed to be retired already, and he still look like one of the best players.
Yo, man.
Oh, Anthony Davis ain't allowed to have a regular season, you know?
Yo, he's supposed to be 28, 13, and 2.5, man. Like, come on. That's easy for him. What you mean? Yeah,
The other nigga could get 38-8-8. I mean, not 38.
He don't want it.
28-8-8.
He's trying to give it to you, man. Like, yo, listen. Let me tell you. You think if that was Kyrie, you don't think Kyrie would have took that shit?
Kyrie would have took that shit, but Kyrie wouldn't have ended up with the results he wanted.
That's the only problem. That's the only thing. But Kyrie would have took it though.
He would have took the initiative to do so. But people think that scoring the ball, right, is the easier part of the game. Well, in all actuality, it's not, which is why we always glorify the great scorers, right? Because you want Anthony Davis to get 28, you said 28, 13, and what?
Two and a half. Come on.
Then he should be the MVP.
Correct. He's in his prime. Correct.
Ain't nobody win no damn MVP. Ain't nobody win no damn MVP playing next to LeBron.
Right.
Not for the full season. Maybe an All-Star Game MVP.
He's not winning no regular season. He should be in that shit.
Finals MVP. Eastern Conference. Western Conference MVP. Nothing.
This nigga should. He said not with LeBron on the team.
Not on LeBron on the team is not happening.
He should. He should force LeBron to give him the fucking the mantle. He should force him. Like, yo, you ain't got no choice now. This is me. Like,
let me tell you,
like, you're not better than me. That's it. Like, you're not
one of my favorite Russell Westbrook. One of my favorite Russell Westbrook quotes is, "Pat Bev trick y'all," and that's what Bron is doing right now. Bron is in the media tricking y'all, talking about tomorrow I want Anthony Davis to take over. He would like for that to happen because if you look at the potential Anthony Davis has, right, or had, right, when they got together. You know, AD was probably the second best player in the league behind Bron. You know, he was in that top three,
top four, and then, easily.
And then when they won the championship, you know, I don't even want to call it just the bubble because niggas act like they played the entire fucking season in the bubble. Like the Lakers wasn't cooking everybody bubble. But whatever, you know, that 2020, that 2020 championship, right? Anthony Davis was looking like the best player. So if you looking like, if you Bron, you saying, yo, well, I'm going to just tell this nigga just like fully, and I could do this. Like they could win. Like if I can get that Anthony Davis,
that's
for
it.
50, for at least 50 games, you know what I'm saying? In the postseason, you could win another ring guaranteed right now.
Easily, you know, easily. But last postseason, like, he was shaky. That every other game shit, like killing me.
It's cuz, man. Niggas level of play is elevated, but just also playing with Bron, that should take years off your career, your life.
Yeah, that's stressful, man. That shit is
sick. That's stress.
Shit stressful, son.
Physical stress, mental stress. They say this nigga don't even have a social media or nothing, which is crazy.
Who, AD?
Yeah. Bron be like, AD don't hear none of this shit we be talking about him.
Good. The fuck? So just who? Ball out.
Like, he probably thinking he all right.
Bro, it should be him and Giannis and Joker and Embiid. Like, and a little bit of Luka. I give a little bit of Luka. But those should be the top dogs right now.
I mean, niggas got their time. Somebody's going to fall out.
Like, those somebody's should be the top dogs. They all should be literally fighting for the MVP. They all should have their hand on that trophy. Like, trying to snatch it from each other.
I'm going to just be realistic this afternoon, right? And this week with my, you know, my Bron fandom is that you seen what happened with Bosh. Bosh points per game and productivity, you know, went down from Toronto, but it's still his contribution still equated to a championship. Kevin Love's productivity, it led to a championship, but you know, his production that he had in Minnesota, he wasn't Minnesota Kevin Love. Like when you play a position where somebody else better than you has to get you the ball, you got to find out other ways to be great. And what he does better than the other two that I mentioned, or better than anybody Bron's ever played with, is he plays defense better than everybody.
This is a fact.
You know, which is why, like, all right, you would assume, yo, like, Anthony Davis is supposed to give you these numbers offensively. He makes the defensive end look so effortless, you know, that we're just like, we'll just excuse that. Like, we're expecting the two and a half blocks per game, you know, and look at how big he is and how he rebounds when, because he's had, 15, 20, you know, 20 rebound games. All right, he could do that all the time. No, you can't. You can't. They need somebody else. It's clear cut. Niggas say whatever they want about me. Oh, Sean just always waiting for someone. Yes, because everybody else has a third fucking option. That's why. Everybody else that's taken seriously outside the Denver Nuggets, because they got their third option can switch at any night. Somebody could give you 18 points a game, 20 points a
Correct.
Game, right?
Correct.
But we don't have a consistent third option.
That's the problem.
We didn't have one. A consistent third option, we were just bigger than everybody, and you have Bron at the fucking at the one, and it worked. You know, so if you're not gonna put him back at the one, and you're gonna have him play in the three with, like, you need a consistent third option. You need a nigga who's a threat, not a. You know what I mean? Like Hachimura, a hot night could get you 20.
Yeah, he's allowed.
If they got 25 points, if he had 25 points, that should look like 40. You know, same thing with Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves got 25 points, that should look like 40. You know, we know D-Lo could get. D-Lo get fucking 18, it look like 40.
But,
you know,
too inconsistent.
They gotta be hot.
Another lottery pick. Like, come on, another lottery pick.
Yeah, niggas gotta be hot in order for. I guess no consistent threat. Like, the fuck am I wrong for wanting Zach LaVine right now? Chicago don't want the nigga.
So fuck it. Let me hold him down. I got
He over there. He over there just. He over there just, that's when you know, like, yo, niggas is nice. I don't care what nobody say. You can say what you want about him right now. The nigga nice. It's turmoil over there. They don't want him. He don't want to be there. And he's still almost getting 50 on niggas again.
Why not? Show the rest of the league you can hoop. Just keep your mouth closed and keep hooping.
Nah, that's, do that James that's not how you shit. Gonna get that's not how you're gonna get moved somewhere ideal.
That's the problem.
You gotta make noise. Problem. You gotta make noise and speed up the process.
But hold on, ain't it? You know who his agent is. Come on. You know what time it is. Shout out to him, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's why I've been asking for him. I know.
Son wifed up Adele. Like, yo, shout out to Richie P, man.
Yeah, man. Sometimes you just gotta just run. You gotta just run down the roster and bring together the rest of the family. You know.
That's it.
Let me tell you something. At this point, if these niggas was to buy him out, I would take a shot on Ben Simmons too.
I don't want
Ben for nothing other than defense and a backup point guard.
You keep broke back. I'm good.
You can't find many niggas at 6'10". Look, first of all, I was just watching highlights of fucking Andre Blatch yesterday.
On the Wizards.
In the Brooklyn Nets. You kidding me? I used to go to the ball playing when that shit first opened there.
Andre Blatch.
But all them niggas was gone. And it was just him hooping out there? Son. Nah.
That nigga had moves, son.
let me tell you something. When did Joe Side take over? Whenever you took over, right? I'm not gonna put this on you. Right? But I'm gonna just put this on the Brooklyn Nets organization. How about that? Mm-hmm. Whenever y'all decided to just start trying, and I get it, right? Because it's over 10 years now. But whenever y'all decided that y'all was just going to load up with these veterans that's over the hill, and I'm not being disrespectful, but niggas know when they pass their prime and this is, you know, that last contract they're going to get.
Yeah,
and it's more a name coming together than the talent.
That's it.
When y'all went away from having Andre Blatch, Jarrett Jack,
Ooh,
Spencer Dinwiddie, D'Lo, you went away from them niggas who play hard. We don't expect nothing from them.
Jared Allen. You got wins.
Jared Allen.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Joe Harris before the injury.
Joe Harris. Before he lights out.
Before he clicked up with the poison.
He was lights out, son, from 3D. That nigga did not miss. He had a crazy season.
Niggas is out here, man, hooping comfortably. Just playing basketball. That's it.
But you got to admit, man, stars fill the seats. That's it. Superstars
the stars
fill the
do
seats.
Fill the seats.
They fill the seats, man. They pay the bills.
Guess what? If you play through 82 games, you can sell more tickets.
This is true. This is
you
true.
You know what I mean? You can sell more tickets. Play through 82 games, you can sell more tickets.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh.
These niggas ain't hooping, man.
At all.
These other niggas watching Deron Williams play over there.
Yo, FD Well.
It's disheartening.
FD Well. Fucking disappointment.
Joe Johnson. I used to watch Joe Johnson play and be like, this nigga could kill anybody he want in front of him. Why he don't do it?
Yo, bro, I seen Joe Johnson play in the Big Three over the summer, bro. Yo, this dude is nice, bro. This dude is nice, son.
He's a lot bigger than what he looks.
And smooth. Nice and smooth, bro. And fucking Michael Beasley, another one.
Yeah.
Michael fucking Beasley. I'm like, yo, why is he not in the league? I'm like, I'm looking at the nigga play. I'm like, he should be in the league. It's easy work for him.
Who else was on that Nets team? Reggie Evans?
Oh, gosh.
I know I'm not calling out household names, but as somebody who buys a ticket...
Reggie Evans.
nah, man. Because as a nigga who buy a ticket to go watch these games, these niggas played harder. Yo, let me tell you something. They played harder, and they played a more entertaining game than when I was watching Scary Hours over there.
That nigga...
Because you know what I was doing during Scary Hours? Shane, I was sleeping in the third quarter.
He said when I was watching Scary Hours. Yeah, it was
I was
Scary
sleep.
Hours.
Sleep in the third quarter, bro.
Yeah,
I went to like three. I went to like 3 a.m. because you know the Brooklyn colors is black.
Correct.
So you know you sit in a certain spot, you know it's blacked out.
Well, dark.
Watching these niggas sleep. I'm not talking about these niggas playing the Orlando Magic or the Raptors or some shit like that. I'm talking about these niggas playing the Boston Celtics.
And you sleeping.
Sleep.
Sleep.
I didn't even want to go when them niggas got spanked in the postseason by the Celtics that year. I'm like, yo, I'm tired of watching these niggas play. It's boring. These niggas is boring, bro.
I went
to go watch the niggas when they played the Knicks. And I actually cheered for the Knicks that night. Boring. I can't take it. Phoenix Suns, watched them play. Boring.
Yeah,
them niggas was not entertaining, bro.
It's all ISO.
That ISO ball is sick.
That shit is whack. Nobody don't run sets like that no more. Only like the Spurs might run a little something in the Heat and a little bit of Boston, but like not a lot of teams be running shit. I hate that shit too. Is everything is like high pick and roll.
Spread out. I'm tired of that shit.
High pick and roll or high pick and roll. High pick and roll spread the floor. Like shit is annoying. That's why I'm kind of happy the big pause. The big man's coming back. Word.
Big man back already.
That's what I'm saying. I'm happy. That's why I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
Big man back already,
and we got the big pause, the bigger guards too, like Shea, who's killing, he's not a 3-point shooter. He be in the paint getting that work.
Shea bringing the mid-range.
You're right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm happy we bringing that back. Shea be in the paint, the mid-range, getting that work. Word.
You know?
Getting that work. He be getting that work. Be getting Shea that work. Thing. I'm happy.
In the mid-range. I was looking at a few guys. I was saying, like, you know, they're not just launching from three, and they want our highest scores.
Ant-Man.
There we go. It was those two. It was exactly those two.
Ant-Man. That's another one. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Getting that mid-range. Exactly those two.
Getting that mid-range.
I know it's a little early, right?
But I normally
do this because this is how this shit just works, unfortunately. How many years you give that nigga before everybody turned their back on him?
Who's this?
Anthony Edwards.
This is year what, 3 or 4?
I believe this is year three for him.
This is year 3? I think this is 4, bro.
It could be 4. I believe it's either they're okay. So he got 4 years in the league.
I think this is four because I think he came he got drafted the pandemic.
Right.
So this could be 3. I think so. How many years? First, we got to see a move they do first to solidify that it's his team. Ben, I could give you an answer to that. Because right now, Cat is still there. So you got Cat and Gobert still there. So I got to wait to see what's going to go on with that situation. And once it's solidified that it's his team, give one season and let me see. Let me fill that out real quick. I don't want to give an answer just yet.
So he is in year 4.
See, I was right. I knew it. I said 4.
Yep.
I had a gut feeling. And because he just signed that contract.
Right. So he
signed
played
that Supermax.
72 games in 2020-21, 72 in 21-22, 79 in 22-23, and a 23-24 season, he's played all 15 games.
Oh, yeah. He's a hooper.
So his points per game went from 19.3 to 21.3 to 24.6. The 26.7. His stats have went up actually every season. Like all his
as
stats,
they should.
Everything.
As they should. He's not even 25 yet. As they should. As they should. Ant-Man is nice. And he plays
very
defense.
Good.
Word.
No, he'll tell you.
him and Shea, both sides of the basketball, son. They don't sit there and just give you offense. They're playing both sides.
And he'll tell you that. They're but my reason,
both sides
asking,
out here.
My reason for asking this is unfortunately is because, you know, I seen this. Like, you know, I called the shit out with Harden. I called it with Dame. You know what I'm saying? With Chris Paul.
Giannis?
You know, not yet. Giannis he's still not too far removed from the championship. But Giannis got like 2 more years. Especially if this shit don't work out. If they lose again, like in the second round or some shit.
What about
they
Embiid?
Run into Miami again and Jimmy son. Embiid got 2 more years.
You think Embiid got 2 more?
It depends on how they lose in the postseason. It all depends on how they lose in the postseason. That's really how it be. Either if you miss the postseason or depend on how you lose.
How
in
you
the postseason.
Lose? Yeah.
That's when the bullshit starts.
I think it might start this summer for that man. I'm gonna be honest
with
you.
It's possible. I'm gonna give him the rest of the season and next season at some point.
I'm thinking this summer. I'm thinking this summer.
It's possible. It all depends on, you know, like I said, how they go out in the playoffs, who they run into.
Yo, I got a quick question for you. It just crossed my mind. I know this is OD random. How would you feel if Jordan Poole on the Lakers?
Nope. That is not the. That is. What do you? That's like D'Angelo Russell. I don't want that. That is D'Lo before he was humbled.
Oh gosh.
Send that nigga on. He on his D'Lo side. You know his quest right now. Where they D'Lo went to Brooklyn and he had to be humbled, and then he became an all-star. That's what he's doing. That's what he's supposed to be doing in Washington right now.
Nah, that nigga stinking it up out there. He not a star though.
That nigga is talking about. Let me tell you something about this funny ass internet niggas be wanting to fucking just wanting to relive history and don't just want niggas to have their own career. The fact that motherfucker, I mean, it still may be early, but I didn't believe it from when I heard it. The fact that nigga said that this is going to be James Harden on Houston is fucking laughable.
Yeah, that was jokes.
It's fucking laughable.
It's not jokes.
Absolutely jokes. A joke.
Delete those tweets, please.
And it's not even me being insulting to Jordan Poole. I'm like, you know what you just put on him to have to live up to? Like, niggas can sit up here and talk whatever they want about James now because this is James years later. But to put that on him over there, what they have is a joke.
Right now, James used to get buckets. James is nasty.
That's a
work.
Joke. And even that first season, it was a little harder for him, too, because he had to adjust. You know, then that second year moving forward.
He came out the first game, was like 45, right? Something like that.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna give
he came out crazy.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give him his time. I'm gonna, you know, before I say anything over there, but that's a joke.
Yeah.
That shit ain't happening.
Not at all.
You heard the two niggas that we just mentioned. You'd be too quick. Absolutely just too quick to wanna put niggas up against greatness instead of just letting them, you know, have
just letting them develop, bro.
Yeah.
Just let them develop, bro. Yo, quick question too. Did you see that Kevin Garnett and Stephen A. shit?
Yeah, I saw it. You got to watch the whole shit though, because they edited it.
Okay. I only seen the clip. I'm listening.
If you catch the clip version of it and you don't watch it, like
I seen like a 16 minute version of it. I don't know if that was good enough.
Yeah, that might be. Say that again? That might be it. Yeah, that might be it. You know.
Okay.
Because I was watching the shit as in its entirety. And okay. You saw the shit where, you know, they're talking about, you know, Jordan and Bron and then Steph. And,
correct. And also embracing and Jokic, embracing the new league. Okay.
Well, I'm glad he did that. And I'm glad that they had that conversation on that form of platform and not ESPN where you could be yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can't curse.
You can't curse. You can't be expressive the way you want to.
You know? Not to say that you can't articulate it.
But that KG, that's the KG we needed to explain how he was feeling. Because KG on ESPN since, it would have been trash.
Yeah.
It would have been trash. Yeah. He was fucking it. Like, he wanted to go out there and hoop. Like, this dude is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, this dude is crazy intense still.
Yeah.
Just talking about it, this dude is intense. Like, it's crazy.
It's passion.
It's crazy.
Man. You understand? Niggas love that game, man. You love basketball, man. Basketball, we fucking... You know, not to say take for granted, but, you know, that fucking ball could make, you know, could change your life, literally.
That's a fact.
You know, literally change your life, you know, so.
That basketball go all around the world, man. That's for real.
You know, ball could take you around the world, change your life, change your, you know, your family history, you know, so.
That's a fact, yo.
And then as passionate as he is about it, you know, it comes out. But that's the shit that I've been saying. And then just like, it's just coming out. Like every year, it's just. Every year now is another year that somebody was playing at a certain time period and then retired or, you know, been retired and now they're, you know, moving into broadcasting or some form of media and you're just going to hear this shit because it's like we're closer to the game. Yo, for everybody listening right now, the 80s and 90s was, you know what I'm saying, depending on which part, because even though it's just 2023, was fucking 40 and 30 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, big back TVs, you heard?
Okay.
big back TVs.
Floor model TVs.
Antenna on the TV.
Floor model TVs fucking big TV don't work no more. Put the little TV on top of the big TV. You have a TV. The little, the big TV, that the floor model TV, the big TV that don't work no more was the TV stand for the little TV to go on top of.
You
right?
understand? That's all
that
it was.
Era. It's over.
It's over.
Niggas ain't even watching the games on TVs. No more. They watching games on their phones.
On, you know what I mean? As they go.
It's over. That shit is over with.
As they go, you gotta embrace this shit a little bit.
It doesn't mean that we erase the history. You're not gonna sit up here and tell me that floor model TV is fucking better with fucking three channels.
Feel me?
It's better than a fucking 8K fucking 90-inch screen right now. I don't wanna hear it.
At all. At all. At all.
Shit is ridiculous, man. The game is supposed to evolve. The shit is supposed to be better. I'm not gonna sit up here and make it seem like now because niggas ain't scared to say somebody's better than Mike.
That's okay.
Somebody's supposed to be better than Mike. Niggas was supposed to be better than George Mikan and Jerry West and Kareem and Wilt and Dr. J and these niggas. It's not gonna happen every year, but years is gonna have to happen before niggas get moved down to all these records that niggas got. They getting slid down the list.
Slid? Yeah. You think somebody ever gonna score 100?
No. Matter of fact, let me not even say that. Let me not even say that.
Let me not I think there's some records that's never gonna get broken.
John Stockton's record will only be broken if a fucking meteor hits and fucking niggas don't know how to play basketball no more. Then it's starting over.
I swear to God, I swear to God, I don't understand that, and I don't like to swear, but I swear I understand how he has both those records. Like, what the hell? Yeah. What in the hell? Like, who was dribbling the ball?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, John played a long time too, but he played both sides of the ball. He was one of niggas who just played hard.
Damn. Like, who the hell was dribbling the basketball? How son has so many steals? The assist makes a little bit of sense because you first in assist. Carmelo is third in all time scoring. Was second, now, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. So that kind of makes sense. Understood. But what the hell? Who was dribbling the basketball, bro?
Yeah.
The handle was weak, and you trying to tell me these dudes is better. I hear you.
Shane, this is the craziest shit I always say, right? And I go, if you don't want to believe it, all you have to do is go look at in the postseason or when the NBA puts together their own little videos, right? Because now the NBA, because this is what's interesting about these. You know, I don't want to say these kids, but this generation right now, like, you don't know how fortunate y'all are, right? There's something that we used to have to get called the VHS or DVD, right?
Oh, gosh.
And on this VHS was called the N1 mixtape tour, right? The N1 videos is where you were seeing niggas getting their ankles broke, right? And then it moved on to the DVDs, right? So now the NBA had to, because you got niggas in the NBA who still got hand on, was crossing niggas up. And it was an NBA DVD called Ankle Breakers.
Oh, gosh.
Right? Ankle Breakers. They had ankle a dunk. Breakers. They had, I forget what the shit was for the dunks, but niggas had to go and purchase these things. Forgot what it was. But you had N1 mixtape volumes, whatever to whatever. Right, along with regular classic hip hop mixtapes, which you niggas is missing out on as well, which is why your music sucks.
Oh,
right? I know I sound like a whole old man right now. Right?
No, you don't. So you just telling you just preaching. That's it.
Right. Y'all had all of this shit that you had to go buy and put in different devices. Y'all got the luxury of going to the NBA page, and they make highlights for you every day.
Every fucking day.
At any time you wanted to watch it, we used to have to wait for SportsCenter and watch these shit. Yo, who are they even the announcers on SportsCenter anymore?
And that's a good question.
You had Stuart Scott on a highlight reel.
Stuart Scott, fucking, my man, Boom Shakalaka.
Come on. Chris Berman for football and baseball and shit. Like, who are these niggas reporting the game now? But anyway, I mean, it doesn't make a difference. Like I said, you can get the shit mobile. Like I was saying, you got the ass got the opportunity, and even us, so, you know, to just go really just go look at the shit and the click of your phone, you know, and see these things.
And then, Sean, what made it even better growing up in New York City, in the summer, we could see some of these N1 niggas.
You could see some NBA players too, because the niggas and would come down. NBA
players would come outside. So that's and see how ill.
And see how niggas hoop, not in the system. Just go out there hoop. When I handle and all that shit, I don't care. Yo, I've been saying this shit. Bench. Yo, I've been saying this shit for years. I don't care what nobody say. Your answer to me with hand checking, that shit is not gonna stop nothing.
Oh, that shit is not stopping.
A hand check is not stopping these niggas. I don't care what you say. Y'all was still getting buckets, right? I don't care if you say your buckets was more physical or whatever. Yeah, because you had niggas out there who couldn't play. Y'all niggas love Dennis Rodman. And I love Dennis Rodman too,
bro.
And fucking and Oakley. And God bless Anthony Mason, you know, and all these other niggas. What do you think Draymond Green would be in that era?
He won't be Draymond Green.
That nigga could shoot. At the time, he could shoot it. He could pass it. He could play defense and rebound.
You're right. He would be elite.
We look at this Draymond like he's an animal.
You say me look at this. That's a fact, though. That's a fact. He would be crazy.
90s Draymond is a hero. To you niggas.
He said he's a hero.
To you 40 and up niggas. 45? 50? You love 50, Draymond. Definitely. Now? Definitely 50, you don't like him. And then you call his game soft? What is it?
What do you want?
He's y'all niggas. This Draymond right now is y'all niggas who still hooping with young men out there just mad with young niggas.
Listen.
Because they Euro stepping around you, hop gathering, step backing on y'all, wild facts, crossovers.
And you can't keep up. Shit crazy out
can't
there.
Can't jump with these niggas. You frustrated.
I can't keep up, son.
You fight, it's a young man's game. It don't matter what era it is. It's a young man's game.
It will always be a young man's game.
That's it.
It will always be, man.
There's a few niggas that's a spectacle like the GOAT that you're never gonna see. This nigga can't be two. He got one nigga who wanna be a black cat, and everybody else wanna be a black cat and black Jesus. He can't be everything.
Ooh, they got you hot today, huh?
Today, man. The old niggas. He hot today. I'm tired of them.
Today. I got him tired of today. See, he
tired
a black
of this
cat.
Shit, man. respect the fucking young niggas, man. I'm not saying every young nigga that's out there hooping is it. We're not saying that. But the elite niggas that's out there that's hooping, the guys that's playing right now that's carrying the league,
yeah, I respect
that. Got the views on everything, your streams, whatever, your national televised games, all of that shit, the merch, they selling the tickets. People we talking about, respect them niggas, man. Them niggas is good, too. They're very good. Some people got to slide down the list. It's supposed to happen like that. It's supposed to. You're not supposed to keep putting out new product, and the results supposed to be the same or worse. Sometimes that'll happen. Sometimes you get lightning in a bottle. It's a lot of lightning.
Yeah, the league is probably going to have a little quick. It's going to have a drought. Probably won't be, you know what I mean? It's going to be looking for that person to get the torch once the game is going.
We're expecting that, right? Because, you know, the expectations are set so high. I don't want to see that right away. I don't expect it. We went through that. We saw what happened when Mike retired. We went through that.
You had AI. He was popular. You Shaq, Kobe, T-Mac. You know what I mean?
We went through that. Yo, niggas was dead nice, bro. That was it. You didn't, like, if you didn't grow up during that time, if you wasn't watching the game with a certain level of comprehension during that time, you didn't appreciate what you saw then. These niggas was dead nice, bro. But we was looking for Mike.
You was looking for that Mike. That Mike.
That's one. That's one of one. Niggas was dead. Niggas was dead nice. Yo, you know what I always say when, you know, to myself, I started looking. I said, yo, I wonder how the Mike that we saw, like even like elite Mike, would match up with like Kobe and Mac. And Vince, even. And AI, I mean, we seen what rookie AI did to him, but even though Mike lit him up, but that was just like a flash. Like, that was just like, here's what's to come later. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder what that would have been like, because, like I told you, I'm a Jordan fan. I used to watch what Dominique used to do to him.
Oh, they don't even know. Dominique used to give that man work, bro. And you're telling me, and then you tell me he could guard LeBron?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not old enough to where I saw it as it happened right away. You know what I'm saying?
I seen it.
Like I didn't see it in a clip. Like I was able to watch. You know this. You know I'm teaching you niggas. There was some shit called NBA Hardwood Classics.
Sure, that used to be the shit, man.
ESPN Classic. Go watch the old games, or whatever. Just old, you know, old whatever games in its entirety before YouTube. This is what I had to use. These are my resources.
This is the resources. That's a fact.
Those are my resources.
That's a fact.
Still watching these games in their in its entirety. When I got my DVR, that shit was recorded. Especially in the off season when there's no more basketball. You shitting me? When they're running back all this old shit, I'm watching entire playoffs. On DVR.
Watching shit. Yo, speaking of that, real quick, I'm a Michael Jordan fan too, by the way. I recorded that last All-Star game in Atlanta. Like, I have it on VHS, and then I got it transferred from VHS to a DVD.
Come on.
Like, where I still have it. Like, that's
you
how
niggas,
it looks. I didn't know there was going to be a YouTube. Like, I never knew.
We didn't know that.
we didn't know that.
You niggas now. Who defend Mike like this? Y'all are not even Jordan fans. Y'all are LeBron haters.
That's it.
Y'all are LeBron haters. Flat out. The scary shit about it was you niggas hated Mike back in the day because he was killing your teams. Cooking. Y'all hated Mike.
Cooking.
Y'all defend him crazy these days now, and you don't even praise him for the shit that he did during the time period because you didn't appreciate it.
Oh, like this
the shit now that's surfacing of the games that you know he had trouble with Rod Strickland. I remember saying, I say this all the time, like, yo, y'all don't remember this? Nah, that shit is made up. Show me the clip. That's the shit now. Show me the highlights. Show me the clip.
They're acting like he never had trouble with anybody, bro.
I gotta show you a clip. I watched the entire game.
He wasn't good with small quick guards.
He said that.
Those Joe were his Dumars, exact words. Isaiah Thomas, like the little small AI, the little small quick guards.
His brother.
Exactly.
His brother. You his niggas brother. Ain't Jordan fans.
Like, he don't like small. He didn't like guarding small quick guards.
It's
man.
Okay. Niggas could get cooked, bro. It happens. If you play both sides of the ball, that shit is going to happen eventually.
Listen, it is what it is.
Especially if y'all trying to convince me that niggas was as good as y'all say they was, that's supposed some one person is supposed to be out there that's doing it. Even though he got the best of Clyde, you know, in that 92 finals.
Mm-hmm.
Clyde got him a few times too.
A few
niggas
times.
Niggas make it seem like this shit never happened with him. Like, nope, it's flawless. Nope. No one ever scored more than Mike. No one ever beat him.
Yo, listen.
No one ever
listen,
crossed
Sean.
Him. No one ever dunked on him. He never committed a foul. He never
Yo,
flopped.
Sean, this is the question.
He never argued
like
with
that.
The refs.
This is one of the questions I always like to ask. How did the Bulls win the 91 finals? What changed the series?
The two injuries you mean that I was talking about?
Oh, but what happened when Jordan was guarding Magic? What did they
he
do?
He got cooked, and they put Scotty on him.
And that changed the series. Outside of the injury, but that
like,
also changed the series.
Like, do you know how...
Proof
do you
that
know
he can
how,
guard a bigger guard.
Like, do you know... there you go.
Proof.
Do you know how much of a luxury and how much niggas take Scottie Pippen for granted?
Oh, all the time, bro. All the time, man.
Because he didn't score the ball like Mike, right? But the niggas still could score... He still ran your offense. He still guarded the best player on the perimeter.
And guarded.
Do you know how much of a luxury that is?
Well, all you have to do is just worry about scoring.
And I'm not going to sit up here and downplay what he did because the nigga's phenomenal. We wanted to hoop because of him. We wanted to be like Mike. All of that shit. You know what You're not gonna sit up. This is not me discrediting him, but y'all gonna stop this nonsense, man. 15, 20 years from now, I expect to be. I hope the Lord bless me enough to see it when I can say, "Hey, that young man is better than LeBron James."
Facts. Like I know it's gonna be down the line. It is what it is. That's what's supposed to happen.
Like it's supposed to happen. Niggas want instant everything now, because everything is just right there. You want microwave shit.
Like you said,
you want air. Not even like niggas want the air fryer now. Like y'all want everything just fucking instant.
And like you said, that's why their music is trash.
Yeah, because they air frying it now.
That's why your music is trash.
Everything is terrible. I can't tell you the last movie I wanted to watch in the movies. Oh, the movies suck.
Yeah.
Or if it's a good movie, it's just a good movie. You don't got no replay value.
Right. Oh gosh,
you said nothing. You niggas sucks. You niggas don't have a Martin, a Fresh Prince. Nothing.
Nothing. Listen, my favorite rapper is almost 50, so I'm all right.
You say your favorite rapper is almost 50?
Almost 50. Mr. Jadakiss is almost 50, if I'm not mistaken.
Niggas don't even have Jadakiss. Niggas don't have no, there's nothing.
Who's your guy?
You know who they look up to?
NBA Youngboy.
Everything is too, yeah, even him, even the way he raps, but he don't even rap.
They look up to NBA Youngboy.
I don't even know what he's saying.
They look up to Youngboy.
I sound like an old man today. I don't care.
Listen, I have my moments too, bro. I won't be with this new rap either.
I don't care.
I won't be with this new rap.
And I'm not saying that they don't have quality music, because guess what? You know what new form of rap I like?
Talk to me.
I like the girls rap. They rap better than y'all. Y'all niggas suck.
As in girls rap, like who?
All of them. All the pussy rap. All of that shit.
Because I was about to say that. Oh, you like the pussy rap?
All of them.
I'm gonna keep it funky with you, bro. I liked it, right? I went to South Carolina. Shout out to Bamberg, South Carolina, by the way. That's my little second time right there. Shout out to them. Small town, but I love, always got love for them. Went to high school out there for 2 years. So shout out to them. But anyway, I went out there. My boy got a shout out to AJ too. He got a nice bar out there, Signatures. Word, nice spot. So fucking the Sexy Red song, come on. Bro, like the girls are going hard. You know what I mean? Like, and niggas is just quiet in the club. The shit look crazy, son. Like, that shit made me feel crazy. I'm like, yo, wait a minute. It ain't supposed to be like this. Like, that shit was crazy, son. That shit felt mad weird with that pussy rap. I was like, Like, hearing it in person in the club, I was like, I don't know if I like it too tough now. Word. Word. That was just me. Word. I don't know if I like it too tough.
No, I'm going to tell you something. You know when I do my reels and shit, I started switching it up. I said, yo, you know what? I'm playing all the old shit. It's not like old heads. Some of the new music is okay. It depends on who it is. But majority of the shit that I like is like when I'm like, you know, just playing certain shit random. Like, I don't want to just, you know, my normal shit. Let me just try something different. I'm just letting shit play while I'm really just working up and letting shit play. It's really the girls. Like, even at the gym I work out at night, like the young nigga, he come through. Like, he not just letting YouTube play. He's DJing in there. He got his computer, you know what I'm saying? And he got a little setup. He got his headphones and shit hooked up to the speakers, and he playing like he's spinning in there. And it's the girls. It's the girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought it was just me, and I'm like, nah, it's the girls, bro. I went to Myrtle Beach a few months ago.
The Myrtle Beach is nice too.
During Memorial Day weekend, it's a fantastic trip. The only thing was the weather was terrible. You know, the people out there kept apologizing to us because they was like, yo, the weather's like, it never rains. You know, it's like always one of the best times of the year.
Facts.
People came from, a couple of people, you know, a couple of Uber drivers, you know, we met out there, was, you know, said they was from New York and shit. And it was like, yo, we've been out here 25 years, 30 years, never rains. This weekend is just wild. We went to a spot over the weekend. It was on like, I think it was like Sunday night. Everything was, you know, quiet because of the rain. But Sunday, you know, the weather was a little bit better and shit like that Sunday evening. And it was one spot, you know, across the street that was nice, had a little aerial view, like three floors, nice little sports bar lounge type of shit. But then you had the shit across the street. Size of a regular spot with a little outdoor area, you know, a little mixed music.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, as the night, as you know, as it started to hit a little, you know, a little darkness about that 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock hour, the ratchet shit came on. The pussy rat came on.
The pussy
rat. And then the streets were flooded just on that one block.
The shit turns it up, though. I'm not going to lie.
Everything.
That shit turns it up. I'm not going to lie. Because like I said, when I was out there, that when the shit came on, that sexy rat and all that shit came on, the shit turned it up. But them bitches started rapping it mad hard. You just got to sit back and observe it. That shit was crazy. Nigga said, I'm rapping it with them.
I'm with them. I'm either in my own corner or I'm in the mix. When I was in Puerto Rico, same thing. When Cardi come on, when Glorilla come on, like, when Lotto come on.
I fuck with Big Glow. That's my homie right there. Listen, I fuck with Big Glow. Gorilla, I fuck with her.
I'm out there.
I fuck with her. I got a few songs on the save for her. She got a few good songs.
Sexy Red is on. I'm out there.
Words, man.
When they put these other niggas on, nah, I'm not. There's no bop no more.
Fucking Dre no niggas. Bop.
I know. We sitting up here saying, you know, we start off with this shit, the basketball shit. You know, embrace the youth. I'm embracing the youth. The youth and the women when it comes to music. You niggas got work to do.
The youth and the women.
And if we ever live to see the day that the WNBA is better than the NBA like this.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's not, WNBA is not bad, bro.
Lord, take me. No, I'm joking.
No, WNBA is not bad, bro.
It's not bad, bro. It's not, but it's a few things are just missing, but that's not their fault. It's going to come, just like everything else. Like, the league is only, like, 20-something years old. What is it, like, 25 years?
Yeah, just about. Yeah, that's crazy. Damn.
Or some shit like that, or maybe just a little think, older.
Yo, we witnessed that shit, the startup of that shit. That's crazy. God damn it. We old.
Yeah. We fortunate. That's a blessing to be able to see shit like that. Yeah.
Oh, man. We grew up at an ill time, man. People always say that. Always talking about my daughter that I grew up at a good time.
Yeah, a man. Great time. That's what I'm saying. Like you want to talk about, like, dynasties and shit? The Houston Comets is one of those dynasties in the 90s,
yo,
man.
Yo, they ain't talk Cheryl Sue, Cynthia Cooper. Oh, man. I was just watching a little documentary on them. Oh, that's crazy you mentioned them.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's crazy that you mentioned them. Wow.
The Aces won two in a row, but I heard them say some wild shit. Is this the greatest? No, stop microwaving this shit, man.
No, it's not. It's fucking the Houston Comets, bro.
Minnesota,
correct. What's her name? What's that girl? She was signed to Jordan. I can't even think of her name. Jesus.
Lady Jordan over there?
Yeah, I can't even think of her name. Jesus,
that's
I can't
a
think
damn
of
shame. She's been out the league for too long now, and she humbly left.
Word, she left right before pandemic. That's a fact.
Yeah, Maya Moore.
Let's give it a little time. Maya Moore.
You know,
Maya Moore.
Forget about Maya,
Smith.
Man.
They had Maya Moore, Katie Smith on that team. That team was nice too. Man. That team was
Simone
nice.
Augustus.
Facts. That team was nice. Yo.
Stop with the microwave, man. Stop with the instant pot. Put some shit in the oven and let it cook.
All right, son. Let it cook first. Let it cook, man.
So
right
quick.
Now, you got to give Candace Parker her flowers because Candace Parker been doing her thing. But she did the LeBron. Three rings, three different teams.
Oh, absolutely. I love Candace.
Candace Parker, son. Three rings, three different teams, man. Shout out to Candace Parker.
always love Candace, especially that last ring that she won. Even for her at, you know, at her age, you know, in the WNBA at that time, to put on how she was putting on is phenomenal. It's different.
Remember, she was wasn't the first female to win a McDonald's high school dunk contest? Or she was the first woman to enter it, something like that, if I'm not mistaken?
Something like that. I just, you know, just you know, Candace, Braun, Brady. You know, for baseball, I don't know who it would be for baseball. I don't know if it would say Derek Jeter. I wouldn't put Derek Jeter as the greatest baseball player of all time. But, you know, our era got Floyd Mayweather. Our era got GOATs, boy.
What, Diana Taurasi?
Yeah.
Diana Taurasi, man.
Yeah. You know, Maya Moore would have kept playing. That's
Even
if she doesn't win the championship still, man. I ever got goats. I don't care.
God, man,
I don't care. No niggas grew up and they watch certain shit. I ever got goats. They breaking y'all niggas goats records. They still playing in the later years and still competing at a high level.
Frying them. Frying cool, the records.
it's cool. Somebody else is going to come along as well and do the same shit. That's frying their record, still competing at a high level. Don't put it on the the less physical, you know, physical part of the game and none of that. No, man. Niggas are smarter, they're more skilled. They take care of their bodies.
That's it.
Nutrition, sports science, it's better. Everything is it's supposed to get better. This is the craziest shit I heard. This nigga Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles the first game of this. For how many months is a football season?
What, ain't it like four?
They took my Aaron Rodgers. If the Jets was to have a better record, Aaron Rodgers was supposed to come back?
That's nuts. And Achilles, ain't that like a 9 month injury?
What? Nine months?
That used to be like 9 months a year. Something like that, right?
No, that was the problem. That's why niggas couldn't compete properly when they had torn Achilles and niggas' careers was done.
Word.
Because the time frame for that. I mean, a person I'm gonna mention is elite. But look at Kevin Durant. You can easily see Kevin Durant tore his Achilles.
Correct.
That shit was taking niggas out. Dominique, Patrick, Chauncey. Taking niggas
out. Yo, did Chauncey Billups dirty, son. God damn, son. That Clipper team would have won the chip that year. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yo, two niggas I know tore their Achilles. You know, just going back to hoop again, them niggas don't even want to hoop. They don't even want to play no more.
That shit is crazy.
They don't even want to pick up a basketball no more. The other day, man, I strained my calf. I felt my shit pop. That was about probably like over a month ago. I felt that shit, but it felt towards the upper part of my leg. All I said to myself was, thank God. If that shit was any lower, I'd be in tears.
God damn, son.
Because I knew it was the calf up there. It's the one injury I don't want. You know the type of injuries that was taking niggas out back then? A torn Achilles, your career's over.
Correct.
An ACL tear, that's it. You're done.
You're done.
You know, that's it. You got niggas
ACL,
like,
Achilles, it was over. That was it. Grant Hill, because that did Grant Hill dirty.
Adrian Peterson tore his Achilles and came back and won the MVP the next season 9 months later.
Yeah, I forgot about AP. Oh, shit.
Niggas got GOATs in our era, man. You got great players. And I say he's the GOAT, but I'm just saying, like, the injuries, the sports science, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of shit is different. It's completely different now, you know? Fucking, who else? Kawhi. Kawhi just had an ACL a sprain. He had that quad injury is a career-ending injury.
Right?
That quad tear?
Oh, shit. I think he...
Isn't that the largest muscle in your body? Your quadriceps?
Correct. God damn.
Kawhi got a quad tear, an ACL injury. I think he had like another knee injury or something else like that. And this is a nigga that this nigga don't play in load management and all this other shit like that. Clay this nigga had? Got two career. Clay had a torn Achilles and an ACL tear and some other shit.
Yeah, I know Clay had one of them shits too. Word.
DeMarcus Cousins, same shit.
Took Cuz out, B. Took Cuz out. Nah, you right. That shit.
And
took
these the niggas
out.
And niggas want to sit down a few games, and this will be doing. These niggas got two career ending injuries. He's still hooping at elite level.
That shit, you right, DeMarcus Cousins, because he was in New Orleans when that shit happened. Holy shit, I remember that. God damn, that shit took him out. I remember that. It was him and AD in New Orleans.
Drew Holiday, and Rajon Rondo.
God damn, son, you right.
And they was just starting to cook niggas.
God damn, son. That shit took him out. You right. Oh, shit. That's crazy. Yeah, them fucking Achilles shits is no joke.
Bro, I seen a clip of DeMarcus Cousins playing some niggas in China. I almost cried. He was cooking this nigga, whoever was trying to guard him, and he was talking shit like Boogie. But I was so sad watching that shit, bro.
Cause like you could tell he don't have that lift and shit no more. It's not.
No, he looked good.
Like
I was just so sad because He looked good. He looked like Boogie. He looked like Sacramento Boogie on this nigga, bro.
Oh,
I was just sad watching that shit because I'm like, this nigga's supposed to still be in the league, bro.
He's supposed to have a job, son. God damn, he's supposed to have a job in the league. Word, damn, son, Boogie. God damn, my son, Boogie. Word.
Shit crazy.
That shit is crazy. The injuries,
man.
Taking niggas out, son. These injuries taking these niggas out, B. Like, god damn. I was hooping today this morning and shit. I had a nice little run this morning and shit up here in Port Chester because, you know, I live uptown.
So okay.
I had a nice little run this morning and shit. Yo, it's crazy. I got athleticism, son. For 34 years old, I could still jump. I could still run. Not as fast as I used to be. So, bowling and shit. So, one of the dudes is like, yeah, he's like, yeah, you a young dude. You got them young legs. I'm like, yo, my legs ain't that young. I did it. He's like, how old are you? Told him my age. He's like, yo, bro, I would have thought you was like 26, bro. Yo, you look good for 34, son. You look good for 34. I'm like, I know a lot of people think I'm in my 20s. You know what I mean? Because I guess how I be moving. I'm like, can you imagine how fast I was when I was in my 20s? I used to be Fox, De'Aaron Fox with the ball.
And then that's like what I'm also saying too, like even for us, like look, niggas is almost 40. And you still moving and doing certain shit. And also what it is you smarter also as well. So you know how to use your energy.
You ain't
just ripping and running up and down unnecessarily. You get to your spots. You know what moves work. You know what these niggas is trying to do so you can stop it before they do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
fucking running up and down with these young boys all day, nigga. Nah.
Yeah.
I ain't dumb like that. I'll be the first one to slow it up real quick.
Oh my God.
Hold up.
Niggas waste so much energy doing nothing.
Yo, Sean, I slow that bitch up in a heartbeat. I could go get a rebound. I don't give a fuck. Slow this bitch the fuck up. Hell no.
God.
I ain't running up and down like that. Slow this bitch up real quick. We're going to slow it down. We're going to play smart.
This shit is so crazy where it's like you have moments where you could be like, these niggas is really good, but in the same breath, you could be like, these niggas really suck too because it's just be like, it's oversaturated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, It's so many nice niggas now, right? It's way more niggas that's super nice, but then it's just as many niggas who's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing, you know, and that's why you could be like, you know, if you want to, and just be like, you know, well, this time period was better because like it wasn't oversaturated with shit. You know?
And everybody want to shoot the three, like everybody. Yeah.
You're never out of the game with. I mean, because a layup and a fucking mid-range jump shot is the same amount of points.
Like everybody, like I'm like, yo, it's okay. You know, you could. Everybody want shoot the three, run to the 3-point line, run to the 3-point line. Like, yo, cut, do something else. Like, god damn, sometimes playing with these young dudes be killing me.
Niggas don't know how to cut.
Don't even know how to look for the cutter. Like,
but the game's a little different now too because it's you're spacing it out more.
I know. I was like, yo, damn. I was like, oh shit, the game done changed on me as I'm playing. I'm like, holy shit, basketball done changed on me a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, right.
And then here's the shit about it, right? And knowing the game has changed on you, your coverage of the game is outdated if you're not out there or you're not even going and watching it live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The shit that you're talking about that worked when you was playing or you know active, it don't work now.
It don't work no more. That's
or it's
it.
Not
it's
even
quiet.
Used. Or it ain't even used.
It's quiet. I can't do the AR crossover no more. The shit he called microwave. That shit is done.
Niggas.
I can't do the Tim Hardaway.
That's a setup for niggas now.
I can't do the Tim Hardaway no more.
The UTEP two step, that shit is what? Niggas is on that.
You can't do that no more, son. Like
that shit gotta come with a few more steps.
You feel me? And the sham guard, you gotta do that on the move. You can't be stationary and do the sham. Like you gotta do a sham guard on the move now. Like because now you get sham guard and back your like.
You want to know what's crazy? I used to play right before I stopped playing when I was playing at LA Fitness. There was this one kid, this light skinned kid. This nigga had the most unstoppable in and out I've ever seen in my life, Shane. and the shit wasn't even quick. That shit was so slow. But he would bop niggas with that shit every time. Yo, I seen a nigga hit. I seen a nigga hit two niggas with the shit back to back.
Damn.
Like the nigga that was on him hit him with the in and out. The help came in and out of him. I was like, yo, this is like the craziest, simplest move I ever seen. That shit was so unstoppable.
But
the nigga was like, the nigga was so like reserved, like laid back. Like, I don't know his name. I can't even describe the nigga. The nigga was just mysterious. That move is super. That's what it was.
That's
too.
Why, because that move is lit. You didn't want nobody knowing.
The nigga was just a mystery, bro. He ain't speak or nothing. I don't know what his voice sound like. None of that shit. The nigga would just, he would always play too. Is in and out.
In and out. That's
like,
crazy.
He's gonna go left, in and out right. A nigga do that shit right into a little scoop layup, or he'll pass that shit out. Somebody else try to come help.
That's crazy.
That's like one of the smoothest moves I ever seen, like anybody do on the court, was his in and out.
His in and out.
You know how this shit called the sham guard? I don't know what this nigga name is, but if I see another nigga doing that, I'm like, that's his son. It gotta be. Nobody else got that shit, bro. When the nigga hit, when he hit the niggas with this shit back to back, I was like, nah, B.
Oh, nah.
This shit right here, that shit was wild. I never seen that like that. Simple move. You see, we know a bunch of niggas that got handled, cross nigga. Nah, this in and out was the most, this in and out was, to me, was the sky hook.
Yo, bro, listen, and that's what I mean. Just one simple move to get to your, to get to the bucket. That's it. Or get your shot. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that shit, man.
He didn't have a bag. He just had a simple move.
He had a decent handle and everything, but that in and out was unstoppable. Unstoppable, bro. That nigga. And the crazy shit about it was, it wasn't even like, he ISO it, you know, he about to, like, he could just do it at any moment, like, off a pick and roll, you know what I'm saying, him in front of you. And it's always with the right hand, never with the left, always with the right. You just never know when it's coming. That shit was like the people's elbow, nigga. LA Fitness, nigga. The most electric. That shit, kid. I don't care who was coming that could dunk. When that nigga did that in and out, bro, that was it.
Ooh. That was it. He's like, it's stupid.
Man, I don't know. I don't know that nigga, man. But shout out to you, whoever you are.
Right. That in and out shit lethal.
Shout out to that man. Oh, man, word. I'm out of here. I got to go slave now.
No problem, bro. It's a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Just let me know. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem, boss.
Yo, later, y'all. We out.
Yes, sir. Later.